in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, John says, I turn to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. John saw Jesus as the Son of Man, a reminder that Jesus is God, who himself in his humanity experienced great afflictions and pain. John was seeing Jesus in the midst of those who were also suffering great afflictions and persecutions. Did you know that Jesus draws near to those who are suffering? When you experience afflictions, he is close beside you. Malachi described the Lord as a refiner of gold. When gold is refined, the ore is placed in a large melting pot, and then the pot is heated. The refiner watches the pot closely, turning up the heat until the ore is completely melted. When the heat is highest, the refiner is the closest, leaning over to skim off the draw until he can actually see his face reflected in the surface of the melted gold. Has the heat been turned up in your life? If so, the refiner is bending close, skimming off the draw until he can see his own reflection in your life. When you suffer, do you think God is ignoring you, that he does not care, that he is unwilling or unable to do anything for you? Has your suffering been intensified by feelings of loneliness and separation, and you feel that God does not understand? Turn around, see Jesus. When John, in the midst of his suffering and solitude, when he turned around, he saw Jesus. Jesus understands what it feels like to suffer. As a man, he suffered tremendously. He suffered to the extent we will never experience ourselves. He understands with full personal comprehension what you're going through. And as your high priest, he always lives to intercede for you before the throne of God. Jesus is actually praying for you right now. Jesus is praying for you with personal understanding and feeling. John's gaze went beyond the clothes to the one wearing the clothes. He said his head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His hair reveals his eternal wisdom and purity. Daniel saw him in a similar fashion and described him as the Ancient of Days. Isaiah saw him and said his name would be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. As the Everlasting Father, Jesus is wise. There is no accidents with him in control. He makes no mistakes. He knows exactly what he is doing. He never has to second guess himself. His hindsight is never better than his foresight. His wisdom does not improve with age or experience. He does it right the first time. If you are in God's will, Your life is exactly right, regardless of how great your problems are. Romans 8 and 28 tells us that all things work together for good to them that are called according to His purpose. In other words, when you are in the perfect or will of God, everything that comes into your life can work for your good. I know that some of you immediately question, how can the pregnancy of your unmarried daughter work for your good? Or how can God work even a divorce for your good? Or how can the loss of your job work for your good? Or how your terminal illness can be for your good? Now, if by good we're talking about your comfort, your convenience, your health, wealth, or prosperity, or pleasure, or happiness, we would all have room to question it. Your ultimately good is conformity to the image of Christ. What God wants most for your life is not health and happiness and prosperity. God's foremost desire for your life is holiness. For without holiness, no one shall see God. When you are called in God's will, called according to His purpose, everything God allows into your life is used by Him to make you Christ-like, to make you into His image. And because He is the everlasting Father, full of wisdom and grace, He knows exactly what to allow into your life to achieve that ultimate goal. Are you afraid the bad things happen to you or happening because God is punishing you or because He don't like you? The white hair speaks not only of His wisdom, but of His purity. The Heavenly Father is absolutely pure. Pure in His motives, in His methods, and in His manner. He is absolutely pure in His thoughts, His words, His deeds, His attitudes, and His plans. It's not His nature to be mean, vindictive, or sadistic. He is holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. John's next description of Jesus is astounding. His eyes were like blazing fire, he tells us. When most people see someone with eyes ablaze, they think of anger. But this is not the case with our Lord. These eyes speaks of warmth, light, and illumination. These eyes are the all-seeing eyes. These eyes are the one that see your afflictions. These are searching eyes. These were the same eyes that looked at Peter in Peter's worst night with love and forgiveness.